Our interest is not just in what the protein requirement of a calf is, or what the percent crude protein needs to be in a diet or a forage. Our interest has been in the amino acid requirement of the calf. So really, it's how we fed poultry and swine for many years now. The interest we've had specifically is looking at the backgrounding calf, or these calves post-weaning and they're still on forage. When calves are on that type of diet, typically methionine, it's an amino acid, and it's the first limiting amino acid in the diet of that calf. So our interest has been building supplements using bypass sources of methionine to simply increase that flow, so the animal has more of that amino acid to absorb. Now what we've done is we've used Novus's MFP product, which gives us a source of methionine post-ruminal in the calf. And our first target animal we looked at was developing heifers. And what we saw in that was increased growth rate. That increased growth rate, we think, leads to increased reproductive development. And the heifers that we gave the supplement to after about 90 days, what we saw was an increased reproductive tract score. That heifer was simply more reproductive mature. Our thought is then she's going to be, or more of them will be ready to breed.
The application of this, we were talking about, is it necessarily the cow-calf man as the background, or is it really across the whole spectrum then that you were looking at?
Yeah, the work we've done was with a developing heifer. There was some work that paralleled that was done in Florida, and they looked more at the stock or steer. Now, they were on a little different forage, but saw the same kind of results. So the applications for that is someone who wants to hold on to that calf after weaning, get it up to 750 pounds before they sell it, or to the backgrounding segment or operator, has application, I believe, to that, to the backgrounding calf or simply trying to put weight gain on, also has application to the cow-calf producer who wants to get that heifer developed, better chance to get her bred, also a better chance to have her father along. So when she has that first calf, gives her then a better chance to get rebred.
Any other things the producer should know from the research? Because these are some things that maybe they haven't thought about in the past, but certainly something they should be thinking about now.
Well, I think certainly we look at the way the economy is. We want to be more efficient. To me, what's important is we think about how do we strategically feed these animals. We want to feed them in a way that we maximize what they consume gets turned into product, either into meat we can sell, into a calf we're going to sell to the feedlot, or a greater chance for that heifer that we've put a lot of effort into, and obviously is going to be one of the better heifers if we're going to keep her back into the herd. Better chance, more efficient at getting that heifer bred and making her a productive female.
That's Dr. Monty Curley, and we're in San Antonio. I'm Andrew McCray.